This week on One Crazy Story, my friends Easton and Alex join me to talk about their trip to San Diego.
This is the kind of party where a guy introduces himself to you 50 times and then tries to get you to
on ecstasy.
I don't even think that's how you do ecstasy.
This happened in 2010. It's 2014. Mm-hmm. Me and Alex are both, what, 22 years old? Mm-hmm. So it's not like an old man, glory day story. The lines aren't blurred too hardcore. No. This happened pretty much word for word, as bizarre as it could be.
Yeah.
And the experience in San Diego itself was pretty bizarre. But anyways.
I think it was a good experience. I'm glad. I mean, it wasn't a good experience. It was a horrible experience. But I'm glad I had that experience.
So you guys went to San Diego on vacation?
So we went to San Diego, and we were 18. It was me, Alex, Scott. I think it was basically we're in California. So one, we want to smoke pot. We're not with our parents at all. This is probably the only time we've ever been out of the state with each other. So we wanted to do as much bad shit as you can. And we got lucky because we were staying with Alex's grandma, who had a car. We're staying with Alex's grandma. She's got a car. She doesn't go anywhere or do anything at all.
She's a great lady, though.
Great lady. We made her a steak.
Racist as a motherfucker. Yeah.
So you all went out there to visit your grandma just for a trip?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was
we all got on a plane and went to San Diego for basically high school senior trip.
Right. We ate Easter dinner with her.
Yeah, okay. We celebrated Easter with Alex's grandma. Yeah, it was great. And I almost blew her up because her grill wouldn't start. And then all was is that the ignition thing wouldn't, like, click on. So I was like, all you need to do is go get a lighter. And this was, like, a five-minute conversation I had with Alex's grandma while the propane was still on. So I run in the house, and I grab the lighter and click it on, and it just blew up in both of our faces and almost lit her wig on fire.
I got to be honest. Aside from this, it was a really tame vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like really relaxing.
You hear about some people, they like, yeah, I went to Cancun, bought a bunch of Benadryl and Klonopin, and I just railed it, and you know, I got jumped into the salchichas. Yeah,
yeah.
This is aside from this, we kind of just like
went
ate.
To a bunch of nice restaurants.
We went to restaurants,
smoked
and
cigarettes,
yeah,
and went to the bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Didn't really do much.
No, but for about 2 days or 3 days. We had a nice escort. Alex's cousin Leslie and her boy Serge had a minivan, and they basically
I believe it was a PT Cruiser.
PT Cruiser.
A blue PT Cruiser.
They were told
I do believe.
To take us and go do whatever the hell we wanted to do, and got very, very soon in the trip, we started to notice that if we asked Leslie nicely, she would do whatever we said.
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. She was a good host.
Yeah.
She was down with you know, having a good time.
Yeah, so we asked her where would there be drugs? Will you buy us beer and let's do something fun? And okay, but
Disneyland,
but within that we went to
Mission
Disneyland.
Pier.
That's when we got the beer. I think the 3 days with Leslie was the craziest, because Leslie knew where all the shit was. If this woman is so nice, she may overlook the fact of a bad character. Just think everybody's pretty cool.
A real Pollyanna, if you will.
A real Pollyanna. But it worked out fucking amazingly for us. Every time we went to go do something, it was like click, 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 click. We walked into a smoke shop. We bought like a vial of Selvi. Like you could probably a whole sixth grade of kids could have smoked three or four times on this tube of Selvi.
I don't know about three or four times.
Whole
I think
sixth grade
young
class.
Oh my god, it was insane how much you got for like $15 too.
Yeah.
We had so much on the way back. We were gonna take it home, but it was like, I don't really fucking know about it.
So Scott just mainlined.
Scott ate it all. No. So anyways, that happened. Then we went to this really weird beach called Dog Beach, where like basically if a homeless guy comes up to you and goes, hey man, can I have a cigarette? And you say yes. And then he says, hey man, can I have another cigarette? And you say yes. He goes, hey man, do you want to buy some pot? And I'm not kidding. It happened to us two times. One time, really creepy dude in a Hawaiian shirt. Kind of looked like Bizarro Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't like that
like
guy.
If Ace Ventura had a real bad dope problem.
Yeah, he had some track marks for sure. But $20.
Ace Ventura.
$20 got us a fucking like neon green bag of weed from space. It was crazy.
I always imagine illicit drugs purchased from a from just a weird guy out in the street would be lacking in quality.
But we were in California.
Oh, no, no, that's what I'm saying. That shit was
we
the
went at the right time. Where it was like, things are kind of cheap because people don't know what the fuck they're doing. Even the homeless guys are kicking ass on their
It's like strawberries in Vermont.
Oh.
Right.
They're never, they're always there.
I don't know.
But anyway, so then that happened, and then another guy in this crazy-ass backpack who literally had, like, he had dumped out cereal. It was a plastic bag that cereal had once been in. And he had, like, a tree of weed, like, a stick of it. And he coaxed us into this bathroom where, actually, I saw a junkie's dong. There was this dude totally knocked out on something. And the guy who was selling the pot grabs the door and he goes, "Hey, man, you're fucking up my sale." And he lets go of the door. And it was, like, on one of those trigger things. So it just whaps this dude who is just tripping out on the toilet right in the head. And he just leans back. And his dong's out, and it's just whatever.
That's nuts.
It got a little scary for a second.
I'm not trying to cast doubt upon the validity of this story, but I think for accuracy's sake, I was not with him at the time.
Yeah, I don't... See, that's what the thing is, yeah. That everybody always looks to cop out the fact that they're not the guy who's in the room.
But, oh, yeah, I'm a pussy.
But when you... But that's the thing, is like... You even,
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have gone either.
I don't care. Like, I don't care if you didn't go in the room with me. I went in the room. I went a little farther than most people do. But you came up with the idea all the time. Everybody, every time someone does that cop out, you're the one that came up with the idea too, not just me.
Alex is the guy that goes, "Let's do something crazy," and then
takes a step back, and I keep walking forward. And then by the time it's too late to turn around, the guy's going, "Are you a cop, man?" And I'm like, and he's like, he looks at my shirt, he goes, "A cop wouldn't wear Ninja Turtles, man." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And he walks back, goes, "Raphael's my fucking favorite."
See, it's all according to plan.
Everything went well, but right. All I'm saying is,
I'm the idea guy.
Fine. Let's just put it this way. You're Manson, and I'm the girl in the dress who stabbed Sharon Tate.
That's fair.
Okay? So we both went to jail that, all right?
I never killed a black man.
Yeah, well, whatever. But never so did. Anyways, as much as it sounds like this is like this horrible thing, things were going really, really well for us. We were like really riding high the fact that like every time we went to do something, it worked out. But anyways, where things took the turning point is probably the second to last time we were with Leslie.
Yeah.
And again, we were just like, "Leslie, take us, let's do something crazy." Like, everything had been working out so perfectly already, so let's do some. So she's like, "All right, well, my friend from work, I think, or something, is a girl I don't know very well, invited me to this party." She's like, "I probably wouldn't have gone, but like, if you guys want to go with me, we'll go." So, of course, yeah.
If somebody says that,
you
want
to go to a party.
I mean,
how many parties have you ever fucking been invited to?
If someone told me that they were, I feel like we just should have known that it was not going to be good.
I don't know. This is the only time that I would have thought that what we were doing was a bad idea is that we're driving. And obviously, I don't know the distance really of what it was, but San Diego's pretty damn close to the southern border, California, Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just flying south for like 45 minutes or something like that. And everybody's front doors open, cars parked on the lawn. The cars are on, like got the neon things at the bottom of car. Like, we're pulling up in a PT Cruiser.
You're just a target.
Yeah. We're three whiteies and literally in like, what would you say? Sandiwana. Like it was.
No, it was San Diego. It was pretty close to the border crossing.
It was
though.
Little Tijuana, if you will. Yeah, so anyways, we walk into this neighborhood when we parked on the street, and it had like a little downtown strip, and they even had like parking meters and stuff like that, but like none of them worked. Like nothing was open. I don't even think there might have been like a Carl's Jr.
Bees
just
everywhere.
Bees everywhere. But like I said, everybody's front doors are open. We're just kind of walking, like trying to play it off like, "Hey, you know, whatever." We've been to Detroit.
I think at this point we're from
Metro Detroit. This is fine.
I think at this point we all kind of realize that
this is where you're supposed to turn around.
Maybe this isn't a good idea, but we kept going.
So we kept walking, and we had like I think this.
It wasn't that far.
But it was far enough where you got a taste of the neighborhood, and you were like, "I want to go home." It
tasted like
Angel Dust and tacos.
St. Ides and like
sweaty, like white gym socks.
Factory jobs.
There are a lot of factory jobs.
That aren't there anymore.
But so we we went and I think we walked right into the house.
No, there wasn't a door. There might have been.
That's what it was. Yeah. There was no door.
When you go to a party with no door on the house, you guys should get the hell
windows
out of there.
Windows open. There was a Honda Civic parked in like the front lawn with like a fresh donut track just right backed up behind the tires. Yeah. Someone had just got up on the lawn and just rocked it out and left the car running and are just kind of chilling by it, waving their arms and stuff.
Wow.
It was weird. But like Leslie, so like I said, sweetest girl in the world, she's just walking through it like we're going on to another Disney fucking ride. And so we're just trying to be smiling, blah, 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 blah. And,
new experience.
It was a new experience. New experience. Yeah. So we meet the girl who is Leslie's friend when we first
She seemed nice.
She was trash. She had like a half of like one of those brunettes fits. Shit. Just like, I'm a Leslie. Like, she's like, this is my cousin Alex and his friends. And we're just.
Why anyone would care? Right? Why anyone would give
like,
a fuck?
Hi, how are you?
Why? It's just, why?
We've never been to California before. But.
I think there would have been one person there. One person, just one dude, just came, pull it out. Hey, you guys should probably just leave. It's not, I'm sure you're cool people, but
the exact
not,
opposite happened. The guy who owned the house, decked out in this fucking tight ass striped shirt, big fat Spanish guy.
Angel.
Just trashed.
Angel was a good host, though.
Angel
was a very good host. For one, he kept introducing himself to us.
Yeah. He goes, hey, man, I'm Angel. How are you? And we're like, you know, we introduce ourselves, like, we're really nice. You know, turn around, try to talk to that girl again, turn back around, hey, man, I'm Angel. How are you? Like, cool, man. Like, just met you 5 seconds ago.
Can we get chunk of baby Ruth? God damn.
So he just keeps going and going and introducing himself left and right. This guy is losing his goddamn mind. And so. We went outside because we were like, this house is creepy. There was like nothing
because
in the house.
Outside was way less creepy, apparently.
So we were outside minding our own business, trying to smoke our hobo pot that we had bought and just chilling out in the corner. And Angel comes back and he's like, hey, man, I'm Angel. Like, God, yeah, we know. And he's like, do you want to smoke some ecstasy, man? We're like,
what?
What? We're like, no, we're good, man.
See, once again, at this point, that was really uncomfortable, and I don't know if we didn't want to be rude, just because, I mean, it's Angel's house, and he's just offering us ecstasy, which is very nice.
Right.
I don't partake myself.
I don't do ecstasy. I've never done ecstasy.
But, you know, probably should have been, you know what, this is the kind of party where a guy introduces himself to you 50 times and
he's
then tries to get you
fucking on
ecstasy.
Yeah.
Someone, I don't even think that's how you do ecstasy.
If your name is Angel, that's the only drug you have to offer.
Exactly. Angel dust, Angel. Yeah.
Once again, probably should have left.
Yeah, but he keeps introducing himself and offering us ecstasy, but like, adding more shit to it. Like, he'd be like, you want some ecstasy, man? He's like, I wouldn't give this to anybody, but you guys seem cool. Like, people usually lose their shit on this. Like, you're not really selling it very well, man. Like, no thanks. And then he hands it to me. And it's not ecstasy. I don't know what it was. I'm assuming that it was, like, synthetic shit that, like, everybody...
It,
like
it might have, like, been some Ron.
I think it was, like, a bath salt or something. Because it was really fucking weird. And I just figured, I'll take this from this guy. And, like, throw it in the lawn or something. And because he's not even remembering that he's introducing us or his name. He's not going to remember that A gave it to me or I didn't do it. I'd be like, I'm on ecstasy, whatever. You know, this is like my plan was like to kind of
the old shot over the shoulder trick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
The old ecstasy over the shoulder.
Yeah, the old ecstasy in the grass.
Right. Ooh-wee, am I feeling that?
Yeah, God.
Oh, that's crazy stuff.
I'm spinning. But 5 seconds later after that, I'm like down on one knee holding like. The fake ecstasy or whatever, and Alex and Scott and Leslie and everybody are kind of next to me in this little half seat, and then a half sea of, like, the cast from Gangland Season 4 showed up, like, MS-13.
They look pretty cool. They looked pretty
They
cool.
looked like they hung out with Cypress Hill and, like, Sublime. They were really cool.
Like, you know how, like, they looked like dangerous dudes?
Yeah.
Fucking weird neck tats and shit.
Yeah, you could see the gang symbols.
Like, eye tattoos. Yeah. And, like, just that standard, like, cholo thing with, like, he had the white socks pulled up to, like, his knees and, like, the shorts and, like, the wife beater. and everybody's shirt was tucked in or had a bandana on. It looked pretty legit. If those guys were posers, if they were the scene kids of good. That town, they were fucking kicking ass. They were frightening.
I was pretty worried.
And so I'm holding the thing.
They were real intimidating. They were never dicks at any point though.
No, they were just very stern. There wasn't like I think
the silence, just them being so quiet is creepy.
But then it was like kind of not questioning, was like, what are you doing, man? And I'm holding.
Yeah, that would be pretty weird to see some white dudes.
Yeah, because we were like kind of cowering next to the side of this house.
Neighborhood watch, dude. Yeah,
right. I have the thing in my hand, and I'm like, fuck, you know, like, they're going to want it, or I don't know. I was freaking out, so I, like, threw it in the grass, like, just as good as I could. Stood up. I had this bowl of, like,
howdy, fellas.
Hobo pot. So, like, you know, like, my, you know, Native American brothers would, I handed it to the tallest man of their team. And, you know, they would pass this thing around or whatever. And there's one guy who's like the main guy, who's the sock guy, the pulled up
socks.
He's
the sock guy. He's also the littlest guy.
He's also the smallest
he's
guy.
He's the littlest guy.
And he's the one who clearly has a weapon. You can see something into his span. He's got like this suspender short thing going on.
Surprisingly cordial.
He was very nice.
They all, I have to say, aside from the way I felt, they were being very nice.
They could have said some pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
shit
they could have beat. Yeah. I was pretty sure I was gonna get my ass kicked. Yeah.
They outnumbered you.
No
guys,
one. That's the thing. At the end of the day, not a single person was hurt or anything like that. We had a good time with these guys, but like the way they have a good time.
Yeah, this really. Yeah, like
you don't get to pick.
Yeah, you when you hang out with those dudes,
it's not how we're going to have
hang
fun.
Out like they. You guys want to play Zelda?
No. So everything's going pretty well. For like the 30 seconds where, like I said, we gave the guys the shit or whatever. And the guy, the small guy in the middle, who was pretty, he's not smoking. He's working on something, like, and like licking it up and doing something with his hand, making magic. He's doing like a wizard spell over this joint paper that's got like Hello Kitty stickers.
I've never seen a Hello Kitty joint paper, but if you ever see a Hello Kitty joint paper, don't fucking smoke it.
No, stay away from it.
Don't fucking smoke it.
And if you're in a store that sells it, leave that store.
Yeah.
I don't think he said anything cool about
it. No, he's like, hey, man, this is some, this is some, shit. Call it
T13. T13 shit, man.
That's like the name of
a strain of weed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Legitimate
strain of weed. But so he started.
Really didn't want to smoke this guy's drugs.
We didn't want to smoke.
Really didn't want to.
Because
really
it looked so bad. It looked like illegal as shit kind of deal.
It looked it didn't.
So you could tell it wasn't just weed?
No, yeah, because it was.
It was
like,
all lumpy and fucking weird looking.
Oh.
Yeah, so. But it was the intimidation factor. And it's like, we were already not. I wouldn't say we were.
He's just like, are you sure? And I'm like,
yeah.
God damn it.
Is this because it's like we've gotten this far without any confrontation?
Yeah.
What is it going to be? So he says, no. He says, are you sure? He then does it. I think it came after, and I was next or whatever. I'm not even bothering to talk. I hit it. Leslie did.
She's driving.
She's driving. She's like, I can't. I'm driving or whatever.
Oh, Leslie.
And it worked.
Lucky.
She lucky.
Oh, I'm responsible. Yeah. I'm driving.
Yeah. Dude,
and then Alex, is like, I'm driving too.
Yeah. So then Scott said no, and nobody questioned him.
It was fucking
bullshit. It was just because Alex was the first guy.
I think once they found out, like once they knew that
you're the weak
like,
one.
No, I think maybe they were. So I think I looked really.
He
weak.
Did.
I looked really nervous, and I wasn't spoken.
He
so
looked like a narc.
I looked like a fucking narc. Yeah. I looked like a narc. Yeah. And I looked.
So
more
you
like
had
a
to hit it to prove
like
you're not a cop.
Literally looked like.
Yeah, we all.
Yeah, we're 18-year-old cops.
Right. We were 23 Jump Street in Little Tijuana in 2010.
So yeah, no, it was fucked up.
But yeah, so anyways, it goes around and around and around and around and around and around. And Scott's tapped out, like he's not doing it. Leslie already got her shtick, she's not doing it. So it's like four cholos and me and Alex smoking this thing. Had to been probably about 20, 25 minutes. And I feel like literally in my mind how I remember it, and this might be just because I was so high, that like no one of them left. Like we didn't sporadically like all take away from the spot. Like me, Alex, Leslie, and Scott like huddled up like a football team in the corner. Like, all right, do we like want to stay here or should we leave? And Alex like it's like I
I can tell him I have to take my grandma to dialysis tomorrow, which he did. I did. But it was like, what are these guys going to say to that? Maybe you should.
Hey, man, I got
what
a
is
grandma.
Dialysis,
I got a grandma, too. That's real cool. Way to look out for your family, dude.
That's not how that goes.
Yeah, right.
Hey, they were like, as soon as I said it, though, they were like, oh, okay, we'll see you guys later. And then
we're walking, yeah, so he actually does say
like,
it to these guys.
Fucking, like, yeah. We're walking away. I took my grandma to dialysis, too. Yeah. I did that shit. So, you know, yeah.
He's a good guy. I think everything was going fine until it got into the car.
No, it was pretty weird.
I just remember walking and feeling like, you know, I've been high like this before or something like that. But Alex didn't. He scared me because the way he looked, he just turned red, horrifying red.
Wow.
And he's walking kind of like he was in mud or something.
It's pretty hazy.
Like he was just hazy. And I felt like everything was kind of fine, but honestly, I was kind of going in the opposite spectrum where I kind of like felt like I was like on like a little like conveyor belt walking. I was walking faster than I actually felt like I was. But then we got into the car. We both instinctively go into the back seat. And I have two pictures, actually, that I took with my camera right before it died.
I look really bad.
And Alex looks terrible.
Wow.
He's holding on to, you know, the bars of, like, a headrest, like, in a car?
Yeah.
Like, holding on to, like, it's his first night in jail, or, like, he's floating in the ocean or something, just looking up at me like nothing's okay. And then right then and there, after the camera died and I had nothing left to entertain myself with, it all started to hit really bad. Like it was like just kaleidoscope.
Yeah, he had a pretty good time ribbing me. Ribbing me quite a bit. Yeah. And all of a sudden homeboy goes quiet.
Yeah,
and we're both doing the astral plane together.
Yeah, I just sat there when we were on the highway at least for like forever. And I think it was Scott, because Scott was the only person that was basically just regularly high. He's like, "Let's go to Carl's Jr. again."
Which I was for.
I couldn't eat. Like, yeah. I felt like, whoa, whoa. And so we got food.
The whole vacation
was Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
If you go to California, eat it In-N-Out Burger and Carl's
In-N-Out
Jr.
was my
Gotta bring some noise. I gotta root myself into the earth with this with this chicken sandwich.
Yeah, so Alex was trying to sober himself up with his food.
I don't know why I thought that would work.
My food just fucked me up. And we get back and we sit down. I'm holding this chicken sandwich, and it just looks like a circular parking garage, but like with houses on it, like a little town, and people are like mowing the lawn, and I'm just like, I can't eat this. This is someone's home.
These are living people.
This is like a thing. Yeah, I'm like, I can't do this bullshit to these people.
Chicken sandwich looked like a snake, dog.
The chicken sandwich looked
like a snake.
Like a snake city. And so there's a video of me looking at this chicken sandwich and just feeling so sad, like I can't eat it, and I don't think I did. I let that town live, and then the next morning I woke up and I
ate it.
I remember laying in bed eating cookies out of a tin, and just there was like a little bit of wallpaper, like the strips of wallpaper that like floral design, and it just all spinning like a kaleidoscope just around the ceiling, like pretty much all night while I was eating the cookies. But yeah, I tripped PCP balls in Alex's grandma's back room for about 8 hours in a bed between my best friends eating cookies. And if you go to San Diego and you say to yourself on the plane, I'm not going to do PCP, you probably will wind up in a small Spanish town smoking a wet joint, if you will, with Hernandez. I lost my voice there. God just punched me in the back of the head.
I kind of want to go to San Diego now. Make sure you find the show online at One Crazy Story, and you can find my friends Easton and Alex every Thursday at the Wagon Wheel in Northville. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.